This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the prestigious Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 awards today in New Delhi. This event will felicitate the cleanest cities of urban India, recognizing the tireless efforts of cities driving the Swachh Bharat Mission Urban forward. This year, the awards will be presented across four categories, including Super Swachh League cities and top three clean cities in five population categories. Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry said a total of 78 awards will be presented this year. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will visit Jaipur in Rajasthan today. He will participate in the Sahakarita Evam Rozgar Utsav to be held at Dadia village near Jaipur. Mr. Shah will also address a public meeting and hand over appointment letters to 8,000 youth selected for government jobs. The Indian Army has carried out a successful trial of the indigenously developed air defense system Akash Prime in Ladakh. The trial was conducted at an altitude of over 15,000 feet in eastern Ladakh. The two-day trial was carried out by the Army Air Defense along with senior officials of the Defense Research and Development Organization. The Akash Prime system would form the 3rd and 4th regiments of the Akash Air Defense Systems in the Indian Army. Akash Prime comparatively is equipped with an indigenous active radio frequency seeker for improved accuracy. The missile can be deployed at heights of up to 4,500 meters and can take down targets at a distance of around 25 to 30 kilometers. Bihar government has announced free electricity up to 125 units from 1st of August. This will start reflecting in the bill from July itself. In a social media post, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar said that it will benefit a total of 1 crore 67 lakh families in the state. The state government has also decided to install solar power plants on rooftops of domestic consumers with their consent or at nearby public places in next 3 years to provide benefits. Moreover, under the Kutir Jyoti Yojana, the state government will bear the entire cost and provide appropriate support in installing solar power plants for extremely poor families. Enforcement Directorate ED conducts searches in connection with the Changur Baba religious conversion case. Search operations were conducted at 14 premises, 12 in Uthrola, Balrampur in Uttar Pradesh and 2 in Mumbai. In Jammu and Kashmir, Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra has been temporarily halted due to bad weather conditions in most areas in both Kashmir and Jammu divisions. Official sources confirmed that in view of heavy rainfall along Baltal and Pehelgam routes, the authorities have decided to suspend Amarnath Ji Yatra for today. No Yatra convoy has been allowed to move from the Jammu base camp towards Kashmir today. Domestic benchmark indices opened flat and were trading in red in morning trade today. Sensex was down 67 points at 82,567 and Nifty was down 22 points at 25,189 a short while ago. Buying was seen in the mid-cap and small-cap stocks. Most Asian stocks traded in a flat to low range. Tokyo, Shanghai, Bangkok and Jakarta were trading in the green while Hong Kong and Seoul were in the red. Meanwhile, the US market closed in the green yesterday due to positive market sentiment. US President Donald Trump has said that the ongoing negotiations between India and the United States for a much-anticipated interim trade could be sealed soon. Mr. Trump said the talks are on track and the proposed deal could provide American companies greater access to the Indian market in line with the trade pact between the US and Indonesia. An earthquake of magnitude 7.3 struck Alaska in the United States last night at around 2:07 a.m. Indian time. Alaska's Earthquake Monitoring Agency said the epicenter was located 89 kilometers south of Sandpoint in Alaska. The agency further said that the shock was felt over a broad region extending as far as Anchorage and Juneau, where reported shaking was light. No injury or casualty has been reported so far. In football, India under-20 women's national team convincingly defeated Uzbekistan 4-1 in their second friendly match at the Dushtilk Stadium in Tashkent last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.